know the Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Kadmonim that the inyan of Slichus is based on a drosha of Chazal. Chol HaKarbonos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here in Tov Kuf Pei Aleph. The Chol HaKarbonos, the Parashas Pinchas Ksiv, he craftem oilo. The Rosh Hashanah Ksiv, asisem oilo. The lamid shebirosh hashanah yasa odom atzmei kiilu makrives atzmei. V'lochein kovu arba yomim levakor komumi chatosev v'loshuv alein. Mishmur brings down drosh of Chazal that is a very unusual shinui in the pasuk in Parashas Pinchas. By all the kabbonis, by all the musafim, state v'kraftim. And by Rosh Hashanah, state v'asisem. Chazal darshind that on Rosh Hashanah a person has to make oneself into a korban. And if he balt on Rosh Hashanah, the avoid is to make oneself into a korban. So there has to be days of achana. And those are the 4 days of bikur to check if the korban is ready for our korban. Stating this Mishnah Berurah, that the avoid of Yimei Aslichus is the avoida of getting ready for ourself hakrov on Rosh Hashanah. That's the avoida. That's why it has to be dafka minimal 4 days, because that's the yimei hachona for a korban. So the Mishnah Berurah is being magdir to us, being megalat to us. What's the avoida? Other than saying the slichas, davening the slichas. But the avoida is to utilize these days to prepare ourselves for the hakrov as a korban. This nekuda that we are the Hakrovas HaKorban. We are the Korban that's Hukrav on Rosh Hashanah. Ibamis has another mucker to it. Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring it down. It has another mucker which is much more essential to the essence of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that Be'arba Prokim Ho'elam Nidain, there are 4 times a year that there's a din and there's a mishpat. On Pesach on the Tvuah, Shavuos on the Peiris, Sukkos on the Mayim, and Rosh Hashanah on the Kol Boi Oilam. In fact, the Ran over there in Rosh Hashanah, Daftar Zayin asks, Ish Leimer Rosh Hashanah, we know it's Yimei Mishpat, the Gemara learns it out of a Pasuk. In fact, the Ran, how did the Gemara know the other 3 times Yimei Mishpat? Says the Ran, because the other 3 times is Hakrovas HaKorban. And the Gemara says over there, Haviyu l'fanei Omer, bring me the Omer on Pesach, which is a korban, kidei sheyisborchu lahem. Bring me the shtei alechem on Shavuos, kidei sheyisborchu. Bring me the mayim on Sukkos, kidei sheyisborchu. Imru l'fanei malchias, zechorin v'shavos, kidei sheyitamaluchuni alechem. Zok the Ran that every time there's a korban, there's a mishpat. Zok the Ran, so how did Chazal know that there's a mishpat on Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos? Because there's a korban, there's an omer, there's a shtei alechem, there's a nisuch hamayim. If there's a korban, there's a mishpat. If the Ran comes out, and what's the korban on Rosh Hashanah? That's the menchalein, that's the tamlichuni alechem. It's the force in the brisa. The brisa says there's a korban on this yontiv, there's a mishpat. There's a korban on this yontiv, there's a mishpat. There's a korban. And what's the korban? Shetam lichuni alechem. Shnei in the Gemara, l'fi the Ran, that whenever there's a mishpat, there's a korban. Some of the inyan is that when there's a mishpat on mayim or on peiros or on tvuah, the inyan is to show that the whole purpose of the peiros, the whole purpose of the tvuah, the whole purpose of mayim is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a Rosh Hashanah where there's a mishpat on the person, the hakrovas HaKorban is a men shalein, and how's the person makrif himself? Tam lichuni alechem. This Gemara, according to the Ran, is a big idea. This Gemara is not only saying what the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that a person is a korban on Rosh Hashanah. This Gemara is saying, and how's the oifen of the hakrava? The oifen of the hakrava is tamaluchuni aleichem. That's the oifen of the hakrava. And it's part and parcel of the process of the korban oimer on Pesach, the tvuah, the shtei alechem on Shavuos, the mayim on Sukkos, and then there's a korban on Rosh Hashanah, the men shalein, us. And the oifen of the hakrova and the way we're makriv that korban HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tamlichuni alechem. Shteita, that this hakrovas hakorban that we're makriv ourselves Al Yedei, that we say Malchias, Zichronis, and Shofaros, is the essence of the Yontav, is the essence of the Mishpat. So it's clear, both from the Mishnah Berurah, it's clear from the Ran, that the avoid of these days of Slichas is to get ourselves ready for our self-hakrova. And the oifin that we're going to do the hakrova as a korban is tamlichuni aleichem. If shteit this gemara, shteit in the Mishnah Berurah, that's the avoida. So we want to understand what is a korban and how do we become a korban. The Ramban brings down in Parshas Vayikra a gemara in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud. The Gemara says in Menachos, Omer Shimon ben Azai, Bo yirei maksi b'parshas hakarbonos. Shimon ben Azai says the Gemara Menachos says something very interesting. Shalei nema behem loy kel, v'loy eloy kecha, v'loy eloy kim, v'loy shake v'loy tzvokos. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says that by karbonos, there's many names to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's kel, eloy kecha, eloy kim, shake, tzvokos. In the parasha of Karbanos, it doesn't say any of the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ela Hashem Shem HaMeyuchad. Only Yudkei Vavkei. A Gemara Menachos. Karbanos, only Yudkei Vavkei. B'Shem HaMeyuchad. It doesn't say, Na Kel, Na Elokim, Na Tzvokos, Na Shakai, Na Elokecha. All of the Shainas that the Torah uses all the time. And Rosh Hashanah Menazai takes note of it. Why is it that by Karbanos it only says Shem HaMeyuchad? Explains the Michtam Eliyahu of Dessler, he says a Moridik Azach, which is a definition, not just what a korban is, but it's a definition of all our avoida in these heilige days which are coming now. Michtam Eliyahu says, he brings down this Gemara, and he says something very, very clear. He says the whole tachlis of the Bria is to megala kvoida yizbarach. That's all we're going to daven about Rosh Hashanah. All we're going to daven about Rosh Hashanah is a similar chatua. Nothing else. Lechein tein pachtecha. Simcha le'atzecha, sasun li'erecha. Tzadikim, yishar. That's all we're going to daven about is that there should be gilu kvoida yizbarach. There's many ways that Kosh Baruch Hu's megala himself. Sometimes there's a mitas adin, sometimes mitas arachamim. Says Bichtam Yo, Aba Yesh Oit Gilu Shulamala Mikola Giluyim, Gilu Achdusoy. There's one Gilu which is above all the Gilu, and that is what we say in Kriya Shema. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echot. Yudke Vovke is Hoy Hoy Viv, there's nothing else besides Eibishter. There's nothing else besides Eibishter. There's nothing else besides Eibishter. There's only the Eibishter. This Nakuda. That there is nothing else. I want to read you the lashon of Bichtam Ayov. Hagilu shall eino in mavado legalois to reveal sheklapi mitziusu yisbaruch botla kol mitziusu lasso. There's nothing else. Ulumas erkoi and relative to him ein kol yishut shal mamash b'chol nivra. There's nothing else that has any meaning. This nekuda that there's nothing else besides the Eibish though, which is the shem yud kevavke. That's the gilu when there's a when. By Yom Hu Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmoy Echad means that when a big Giluk Voide is Baruch, what we daven the whole Rosh Hashanah for? What are we daven for Rosh Hashanah? We daven that for that day. What's going to be that day? That day will be in this gala that there's nothing else besides the Eibishter. Hashem Echad, garnished. Nothing else. It's all Sheker. It's all Hevel. It's a Mabel Tikazach. The Ramchal in Das Tfunis. And he defines what is the avoid of a person in this world. He defines what was the avoid of Adam Rishon before the Chet. What was his avoid? Adam Rishon came into the world. He had a job to do. A job that we are being mashlim. Because he didn't finish off his job. But what was his job? Zokte Ramchal in Das Tfunis. He had one job. He had a job to exist in a world. And to know that beside the Eibishter there's nothing else. Either is Ra in the world, there's a Nochosh, is nothing. He says a Lashon here, Shekol ma sheroye mineged, anything he sees that's opposite of what the Eibishter told him, Eino ela sheker medumah, it's a fantasy, it's fake, it's not real. Miklal ra, Shabrohu Yisborach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created ra in order that you should be able to identify that it's ra. Then he says a Maridika line. Ve'im hu haya oimed be'emunasoi, if he would have stayed with his emuna, and he wouldn't have been mispata yetzahara, then he would have gotten to the end of time. That would have been the shleimus of the bria. The Maridika lashon. I want to speak of that for 2 minutes. If Adam Arishan, in the moments that he was created, would have been oimid be'emunasoi, if he would have been oimid in the emuna, and he wouldn't have been mispata to do wrong, the world would be a different place today. We wouldn't be in the shape we're in today. What's the lashon of Ramchal? Be'emunasoi. If he would have been oimid be'tzitkoi, if he would have been oimid in his tzitkus, that he would have held on and not given it the yetzahara. What's emunasoi? The chet of other rishon. The chet, every time we do a chet, it's a problem in emuna. And if you would have stuck with the richtige emuna, what does that do with emuna b'chal? The challenge that we have a whole year, the struggle that we have is a struggle in emuna. It's a struggle of aviyat zahara. Sometimes I want to do, sometimes I don't want to do. Sometimes I exercise self-control, sometimes I don't. The Ramchal is saying over here that it comes down to, do you understand that there's nothing else besides the Eibishter? And everything that you see that's not, is nothing, it's not real. It's sheker meduma. That's emunah. And at the shayrish of the avoida that we have, and at the shayrish of the avoida that b'chal, an Adam, a mankind came into the world b'chal. And the avoida that Adam Rishon had didn't finish, and we're gathered here again tonight, Erev Slichas, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Tov Shem Behei, again, to try to fix it. Is the nekuda of emuna that there's nothing else in it about nothing else the Eibishter. That everything else that looks like it's a force, it looks like it's real, and looks like it has kofos, and looks like it has a mamoshes, and looks like it's necessary, is sheker medum. That's emuna. Zokta michta melio. So by a carbon, the inyan of a carbon is dafka, not all the other shemes, not din, not chesed, only shema miyuchid, yutke vavke, because the inyan of a carbon is. The inyan of Shem Havai is Gilu Achdusa Yisborach HaGemura. And when a person recognizes that there's nothing else besides the Eibishter, then you can give yourself over to the Eibishter in Gansan. That's a carbon. So the inyan of a carbon, which means that a person gives himself over, is a direct tolada to do you have who to give yourself over to. What the Michtam is saying is something very simple, saying Pshat in the Rabban, who's saying Pshat in the Gemara. If a person gives chashivos to something else other than Ritzoyin Hashem as a fundamental chashivos, not talking about a slip, as a force in the world, there's other things that you can't give yourself over to the Eibishter. The ability for a person to make oneself into a carbon, the ability to give ourselves over to the Eibishter, that's a direct result of a hakara of Eino Novada, that there's nothing else besides the Eibish, the Memela, we can give ourselves over in Gansen. That's the Yisoid of Korban. And that's why the entire davening of Rosh Hashanah is only about one thing. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech, that's the only thing that we daven for Rosh Hashanah. We daven Simlech Atu Hashem Elekeinu Mehera Levadecha. That Levadecha has a direct hashpo on our daily lives. Because if there's only levadecha, so then we don't need to run after Aleph, and we don't need to run after Beis, and we don't need to run after Gimel, we don't have to run after Dal. It's levadecha. It's only Eibishter. Everything else is what the Ramchal called a sheker v'dumah. It's all sheker. So the ability to give a carpet, to gitzachibur, a person to give himself over in Gansen, as a mahalach of life, as a mahalach of what I'm doing in this world, is totally afazoyvait that I attribute Koiches to something else other than the Eibishter. That there's other forces, there's other agendas. And if a zoivait that a person is able to, as much as he can, understand that everything else is sheker meduma, that a person could be a carbon. That's why carbon is only achdusa yisbarach. If that's true, so there's a Murray de Kazakh. The avoida of Yimea Slichus is for us to get ready for that avoida. What's the avoida of Rosh Hashanah? The avoida of Rosh Hashanah is a similar chat to Hashem Elokeinu Levadecha. That's what we say a whole davening, over and over and over again. And that means that we have the yecholus to get to that hakara, that everything else going on in the world has no value. We're able to get to the levadecha. We're able to get to that hakara. And in Meila, we're able to be makir of that carbon. We're able to say, tamlikuni aleichem. That's the pshat we say in davening. V'yeda kol yitzur ki ata yitzartoi. V'yeda kol pol ki ata paltoi. V'yovin kol yitzur ki ata yitzartoi. If we'll understand that there was nothing else besides the Eibishta, ki ata paltoi, ki ata yitzartoi, so then it's v'yemer kol Hashem Hashem Ba'ach Hashem Melech. We can give ourselves over. And that's the entire davening. That's the entire avoid of Rosh Hashanah. That's the hakrovas hakorban of achduso yisbarach. That there's nothing else besides the Eibishta. Everything else is sheker medoma. Everything else is narishkeit. It comes, it goes, it's up, it's down. It wins, it loses. And the understanding of v'yeda kopol ki ata pi'altoi, the understanding that achduso yisbarach, and that's why korbanos were given only with the Shem Hashem. That's the hakrovas hakorban. We have time to focus on that now. We have a few days to focus. How does the Slichas help us focus on that? What is the Slichas? The Slichas is Yud Gimel Midas. There's a Moridik Amaral I want to share with you. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Vayavra Hashem Apona Vayikra, Om Rabbi Yechanon, Imoli Mikra Kosev, If Tuhun Bias Apostle Gevshel Oimroi, Melamish and Isatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliach Tzibor, they wish to put on a Talis, Va'amal Moshe Kozman Shi Yisrael Choytim Lefone Yasu Lefone Kisaydi Hazev and Imoichal Hem Adkan. Zokta Maral, Amoridik Azach, Dr. Gemara, that Kosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu how Klal Yisrael should say the Yud Gimel Midas, put on a talus over his head. What's going on here? Why is that the tzur of Yud Gimel Midas Shorachamim? Dr. Maral, Amori de Kazach. Dr. Maral, because the lotion of Atifa, when a person's covered over, ki ha'otov shashliach tzibur hu shalayla neti yamin u'smol shum tzai klal. The chazan, when he has the talus over his head, he doesn't look right, he doesn't look left. That's called itof. And he says that's why we find in Tehillim, Tfila la'oni ki yatoif lefnei Hashem yishpach zichoi. Why does the oni daven yatoif? Because the oni doesn't have anything. The oni doesn't have. Zok there, because the oni doesn't have, utzorich, misalik atzov yicholdov, he doesn't look right, he doesn't look left. Va'oz koyim amitos, he calls out from his heart, lefnei Hashem, yishbarach zichoi, because there's nobody else. There's a davening called Atifa, nis'atlev kishliach tzibur. That means the Yud Gimel Midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the way to daven them. If you daven in an oifen of nis'atif, if you daven in an oifen of tefillah la'oni kiyatif, there's a certain type of tefillah, we daven a whole year. But then there's a specific type of tefillah called tefillah la'oni kiyatif, which is dafka the Yud Gimel Midas. Nis'atif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivayochu was nis'atif with the talus himself, and he said, this is the way to say it. Why? Zok to Maral, because when you're otov, there's a bechina of tefillah la'oni kiyatif, ani davens in an oifen of atifa, and ani davens in a way where he has a talus ibrim kop, he doesn't look right, he doesn't look left, lefnei Hashem yishbarach zichoi. That means it's not miyachas chashivas to anything else. Zok to Maral, the Eibishter said, you'll daven like that, I'll also be like that. I'll also put the talus ibrim in kop, and I won't see anything else besides you. I won't get distracted. Zok to Maral, it's mida keneged mida. The ability to be Megala, to access the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Chesed, which is the Amitosoy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Nisatif. So the Avodah of the Yud Gimel Midas, the Avodah that we're going to start now, is an incredible opportunity. The Eibishter himself gave it so much weight, he gave it so much chashivas, that he said, I'm going to teach you how to do it. The oifen of saying Yud Gimel Midas, which we're going to say now for almost 2 weeks till Yom Kippur, every day, over and over again, has to come toward us. The Eibishter has to come with a mahalach of nis'atif, has to come with a mahalach of lo yamin v'lo yismol. Don't look right, don't look left. Don't give a chashivas to anything else. Lefnei Hashem, tvil oni kiyatif. Wrap yourself in a talus, and if you don't have one, a person could do it. Be'etzem, and don't look right, and don't look left. Lefnei Hashem yishbarach zichoi. Zok the Eibishter, I'll also put my talus over my head, and I won't look right, I won't look left, and I'll give you the chesed. If the whole mechus of the avodah of Slichas is to get ready for this hakrovas hakorban that's coming in 4 days, And the mahus of a korban is the giving ourselves over to the Eibishter in Gansen. And the mahus of the korban is giving ourselves over in Gansen. Because we see that there's nothing else in the Bria. And that was the whole chet of Avad Rishon. The whole challenge that we have in this world is to be able to give chashivas to things which don't have chashivas. And that's the emunah that we live with all the years. And we're moisin nefesh for it. And we go into fire for it. And we give our lives away for it. In the millions. Because of this yichud of achdusa yisborach, that there's nothing else besides the Eibishter, that we carry that flame, is every Rosh Hashanah, when the new cycle starts again, we again come to the Eibishter and we tell them that we're prepared to be makriv ourselves, man achdusa yisborach. We're prepared to be makriv ourselves because we recognize that there's nothing else in the Bria besides Him. And these days are days of siyata d'shmaya, where a person can bring themselves to that hakara. These are days of siyata d'shmaya. And the way we get that hakara, and the way we clean that hakara to make ourselves ready for that hakara as a korban, is the idea that Yud Gimel Midas, that we're going to say, now Slichas is the hachana for the hakrava, because the hakrava means there's nothing else. And the avoid of Slichas is Nis'atif, Kishliach Tzibur, of Tfilo La'oni Kiyato, if Fnei Hashem Yishmach Sichoi, and the Eibishter says, if you do it like this, I'm going to be Mechir Avonis. Because if you do it like this, it means you're not in a Mokum of Ched anymore. Because if you do it like this, it means you came to the Hakora of Yeda Kopal, that there's nothing else besides the Eibishter. That's all I want. And it's a Mabel de Kazach. That all the Deiris, the Eibishter on Rosh Hashanah, and the Chazal were Megal of this to us in the Davening, that we, in Azad Dor, so far away from so many years in Golus, have the ability to proclaim and accomplish and announce and toif in a real way that Hashem Echad, and that we recognize the whole world is Sheker, and everybody's running after Sheker, and we have the understanding of being Makir the Emes, and that's why, some of that's the Poshim Shat. Why is Rosh Hashanah part of the Aseres Yimei Tshuva? Where is the Avodas HaTshuva in Rosh Hashanah? It's the 2 days out of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, there's a chiv to do Tshuva. Where's the Avodas HaTshuva in Rosh Hashanah? But the answer is, tshuva chet comes from the distortion of the reality that there's something else besides the Eibishter, that there's a stira tachdusa yisbarach, that we gave a chashivas, we attributed something else. And the avoda of Rosh Hashanah uproots that. When we're makriv ourselves, and we give ourselves over, and we have the siyata d'shmaya these days to do it, and we have the mesoris, and we have the yerusha from our babas and zaydis, who were meisen nefesh all the years for achdusa yisbarach, because they put into our DNA the genes that everything else is sheker. And these are the days where we're going to be in this atef betalis. We're going to follow the example of the Eibishter says, do like me. And then the Rebbe Yishon will hear the Fnei Hashem Yishmach Sichoi. The Rebbe Yishon will hear us, and the Eibishter will be able to be dovok in the Eibishter. Va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim, and will be zicher zeicher. The Rebbe Yishon says it promises. The lashon over there is that there's a promise. There's a promise that I'm going to be Soleach you. There's a promise I'm going to be Moichah you. All the Eibishter says is just focus on me. That's the Va'atem hadveikim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoyim.